Amen. He doesn't lie. Whoever he says is the truth, I believe him. So I confess that I've been redeemed. You don't belong. I don't belong to you. You can't tell me what to do. I rebuke you. Isn't that good? We've been reading this book for a while about the name of Jesus. And that name belongs to every one of us. Every one of you. You have just as much right to the name of Jesus as I do. I have just as much right to the name of Jesus that you do. And that name will work just as much for you as it will for me. Who was that? I don't know. Somebody I told this just recently. I had my keys on my desk and I held them up. I said, you know what? These keys will work for you just like it will for me. All I got to do is give them to you. I mean, every one of you here, I can go in and get that set of keys to whatever vehicle that I got. It'll work for you just like it will for me. You don't have to put on a certain kind of clothes. You don't have to comb your hair a certain kind of way. You don't have to do any of that. Just have the key. That name will work for you just like it will for me. It'll work for me just like it will for you. Why? Because we are the family of whom the whole family is named. It's Ephesians 3. Of whom the whole family is named. That name belongs to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, let's go a little further. Jesus never had to do that again. Now, in the Old Testament, they had to offer up lambs and goats and the sacrifice. They did it over and over, repeated. They repeated this. But Jesus offered himself up once and for all. Because he accomplished what he set out to do. He redeemed us with his blood. The provision has been made. As Romans 10:10 says, Romans 10:10 tells us how we obtain the reality of salvation in our individual lives. And Romans 10:10 says it like this, that if for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Notice it say anything about feeling. It told us exactly how it happened. With the heart, man believe unto righteousness. With the mouth, I believe it with my heart. With my mouth, I tell it. Faith demands what? Expressions and testimony. If you want something to become real, start telling it. Start testifying to it. He went on to say, it is always with the heart that man believes and with the mouth confession is made. He makes his confession unto. When you believe a thing in your heart and confess it with your mouth, then it becomes real to you. That's why when we are doing this together, that's why you're doing it. You want it to become real to you. How many of you are tired of getting beat up in the areas of your life? You just had enough of it. It's just tired of the devil that's hounding you in areas. Now watch this. Psalm 105, verse 37, I believe. But anyway, let me get there and I'll tell you. Make sure. Mm-hmm. Psalm 105, verse 37. Now, watch this. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with what?
Silver
and gold. And there was not one person among their tribe. Now, if God can do that on a lesser covenant, now listen to me now. If God can do that on a lesser covenant, how much more can he do on a person that's been blood bought, blood washed, sanctified, separated unto God, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized? You see what we've been doing? He did that for people that they wasn't saved. They just had a covenant. And God made a covenant with Abraham. He swore to Abraham that I'm going to get your seed. They're coming back to the promised land. Joseph went down, listen to this. Joseph went down there and made Egypt rich, and they thought they're going to keep the money. But God told them, y'all get y'all money and leave. That's how they had all that silver and gold, because Joseph went down there and made it. Amen. And he told y'all, go tell them to loan you that money. It was their money. And God wouldn't let them leave until they got their money. Their silver and their gold. See, this is why you want to get in this word and confess it. And stop allowing, feeling, people, circumstances, devils, pressure, all kinds of stuff. Stop allowing that stuff to keep you away from it. If it's going to show up, but just don't you pay it no mind. Do what you got to do. Just say, I'm going to confess this. I'm going to read this. I'm going to believe this. I'm going to study this. I'm going to stand on this. And then he tried to bring, y'all really found out you're not condemned. And you also found out God never condemned you. God didn't. He didn't send Jesus to condemn. Jesus never said, I come to condemn. In the world, he said, when he came here, the world was already condemned.
That's right.
I came to save. God will never condemn you. But he'll convict you. Your spirit will convict you. He'll teach you. He'll nudge you and warn you. And you, if you got enough of God in you, you'll heed the warning. Because he knows what's going to happen if you travel the wrong road. That's why he wants you following him. You follow the path of life, death can't have you. Hallelujah. As you follow the path of life, death can't have you. Because he already said life has what? Triumph over death. Great is he that's in you than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And see, once it becomes a reality, you instead of wasting your time on fooling around with condemnation, I don't know how I'm gonna make it. God, listen, he already made it for you. Just get in there and start agreeing with him. I got it made. Feeling like 7 miles of bad highway. I don't care. I got it made. Cause how you say it? Cause he made it for me. He didn't tell you to try to go out there and make it. He sure didn't. And we just gotta start enjoying and receiving what our daddy done for us.